The Syracuse University campus would be greatly impacted by the reconstruction of Interstate 81 through the city, a university working group has determined. That story from WRVO's Ryan Delaney.
When visitors to the Syracuse University campus exit the Interstate 81 viaduct, they're currently faced with an unattractive city fabric, the study concludes.
The experience of the university is not such a good one because it's not so clear how to get to the university. It's not a necessarily attractive and cluttered path that one follows.
Dean of the architecture program, Michael Speaks, led the group. They prepared a 30-page report on the I-81 project's impact on the campus at the chancellor's request. The interstate's current pathway runs right along the western edge of campus, an area the school wants to expand.
Everything will be impacted pretty dramatically.
About 3,600 workers at the school drive to campus every day, though not all use I-81. The report also suggests better public transportation is needed. It doesn't go into much detail, but suggests a light rail system or revival of the on-track train that was used for a decade. The report makes no recommendations for what transportation planners should put in the place of the aging elevated highway through the city, but the university is a powerful voice in the Syracuse community. I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.